did.
Yeah.
Yeah. He is going to play tonight. He's putting a lot of work, and we've seen, we being the medical staff specifically, and Victor have seen enough and felt enough to give it a go.
Coming off the bench and minutes restriction and all that stuff?
For sure. Yeah. We will be, again, extremely mindful of this situation as we have been and will continue to be. And it's just going to be one of those living, breathing kind of situations that we're going to continue to juggle and balance until we don't. And I would guess that won't be this season.
Right before he got hurt, he was sort of ramping up to a full workload. Was that like start back over, or is it kind of picking up where he left off?
You know, I think he obviously was out for an extended amount of time, longer than this time. And so typically, in my own ignorant mind, the theory of it, the longer you are out, usually the longer it takes you to ramp up and vice versa. So I would hope that he's able to get back a little quicker. But again, we have to see how he responds and reacts every single day. That will be the biggest indicator of what next looks like. But I do think he's gotten back quickly, obviously, and it's going to be as much of his fitness level and fatigue level at times with the mindfulness rather than the totality of the minutes. I'm expecting him to be tired in 2 minutes of game time tonight. And so at that stage, it would not be wise to have him try to push through. And so that's where we just have to, as a staff, and particularly me managing the game at times, keep him from himself and continue to grow and push the envelope in terms of, you know, incrementally growing in the area of minutes or workload. But there's nothing that we're willing to risk long-term or big picture with that guy, as we've said many times.
I promise I would have asked this even if he was still out tonight, but I've just been wondering, does that 65-game threshold complicate things or factor in any sort of way?
You know, I think there's a lot of variables that are in the mix, right? That's one of them. So I don't know what the word is. I think it's real. I think Victor being 21 is real. I think this team being at the early part of the journey is real. I think the success that we've had, whether it was expected or not, is real. So yes. You know, what is the priority of all that and this and that? I do know his long-term health and, you know, making sure we keep that kid from himself in terms of his competitiveness, and we want him to be healthy for years, not for trying to win the next couple games or whatever it may be. I do know that. All the other stuff, I think it's real. I don't know where it all falls. I think that's why we continuously have these conversations and we don't put anything in stone.
A little bit of a different question, but the Grizzlies will play internationally next week, something you guys obviously have familiarity with. What sticks with you from those international games last year? What was challenging, and what was the experience like from your perspective?
Yeah, I've been fortunate enough to play also in Mexico City, so a few different times. I think anytime you get to continue to grow the game and play and perform in front of a new crowd or a crowd that doesn't get to see you as much is a really cool experience. I think there's usually an added level of excitement and enthusiasm around the game, again, because those fans a lot of times don't get the opportunity to go to as many games as fans in a traditional NBA host or home city. The difficulty, obviously, is we are creatures of habit. We have routines. We have schedules. Not as regimented as the military, but pretty drawn out in terms of when you're supposed to go to bed, eat, work out, recover, et cetera, et cetera. So it upsets that. And so that's just something, not that we only deal with in those games, but it is a different level of routine in that game. But hopefully and typically, I think for us and most teams, the excitement for the players kind of carries them through some of that, not uncertainty, but I guess just a little bit of off-scheduled parts of their day.
What's the I guess the best, most compelling pitch Vic gave you to play while he was out? I know he did.
You know, Vic gets discussed and asked about and opinionated on probably as much as any player in this league. And I think the one thing that is very consistent is he's just very direct and straightforward. So his pitch is just always, I can play. I'm ready to go. I'm good to go, you know. And so you respect that and you love that mentality and competitiveness. And it also continues to remind us as an organization and the few people that are having those conversations with him that we have a duty to support him in a way that is in the best interest of him now and for a very long time, because he's too important to this league and he deserves that.
Does he get frustrated to hear no every so often, Matt?
You know, yes, because he wants it all the time, but he's also a very cerebral young man that understands a lot more than most 21-year-olds. 22, I forgot he just had a birthday, excuse me.
Anybody else?
Appreciate you coming.